We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
What is going on? Welcome in to another edition of the DFS OGs podcast here on rotogrinders.com, covering everything from a betting perspective here. In week 13, we'll look back and see how Thanksgiving was for the guys, how week 12 went, and we will get into our picks from last week. I'm not going to spoil it, but it was one hell of a week. We want to talk about our sponsor here. Before we do anything, BetMGM, make sure you head over there, use promo code Grinders. That's going to get you a risk-free bet up to $1,000. All right, let's get into it. I'm Beer, joined as always by my boys, Head Chopper and Notorious Chop. Let's start with you, buddy. Thanksgiving is in the books. How was the holiday? How was the Thanksgiving slate? How was week 12? How we doing, my man?
Doing pretty good. It's just Thanksgiving, one of those things. You look forward to it, but when it's over with, you kind of breathe a little sigh of relief.
Oh, yeah.
It's a done deal, and then you know, Thanksgiving is as far as the sports, it's a little bit different now. You know, when you're doing the RG stuff, and you know, it gets really busy and can kind of somewhat suck the life out of it a little bit. It's not as fun as it used to be, but it's still good. So you get through the whole weekend, though. The Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, everything you got to do feels good to get past that and to start rolling into the end of football now.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, college football's kind of closing out. NBA's hitting its swing now. You got the World Cup going on. So, Noto, how are you, buddy? How was Thanksgiving? How was week 12? How we doing, my man?
Yeah, doing good. Thanksgiving. A lot of fun. Good to see the family, all that good stuff. Eat some good food, some turkey beer. You should try it. My Utes are in the Pac-12 championship. I didn't think it was even possible. And then I checked the schedule this week. All of a sudden, they're in there. I think four things had to happen for them to get in there. So pumped about that. Pumped about the USA and the World Cup. They're taking on the Netherlands on Saturday, I believe. So, yeah, it's a fun week. And, glad we finally got off the schneid a little bit with the picks.
Yeah, the picks were good. Now, as far as the turkey, we fired up three turkeys here at the house, so plenty of turkey to go around. It's not terrible. It's just not my favorite. I go back to what Chop said last week. If you do it right, turkey is fine. There's other things that I prefer. It's not my favorite meat out there, but it is what it is. You got to cook it right. Don't dry the shit out. It's simple as that. So as far as the picks, those were not dried out. 14 out of 15 in the best bets last week. So we hope the listeners out there not only had a good Thanksgiving, but made some money. I mean, that's a 90-some percent clip there on the best bets. So like we always say, we're only as good as this week, so we hope to stay hot and keep it rolling there. But definitely our best week of the season. All right, let's move to Sunday. Jets and Vikings to open things up here. Opening line, Minnesota -3.5. That's come down to 3 total at 44.5. Chop, will stay with you. Mike White show underway here. If we talked about it last week, if we thought they should bench Zach Wilson, they make the move. White comes in, you know, some of it lucky. You know, you can go in and you can nitpick all you want, but the numbers were still there, much better than what Zach Wilson has been giving them. So on the road here, gets the Vikings team. We just talked about survive Thanksgiving night against New England. Chop, close spread here. Can the Jets go on the road and get this done?
I don't have a lean on the teams. I think this is a good over game, even though the Jets do have a good defense. I think it's a good over game because of Mike White and what he brings. I mean, you know, sitting there watching the Jets last week, and it was clear as day how much better he is in his offense than Zach Wilson right now. So as long as he's there, I think there's some potential for the Jets, but I'm not going to only a field goal. Nah, I think it's still a little bit low. So I would lean towards the over. I'll say this much for last week. Boy, I tell you what, after that first drive of Mike White hooking up with Garrett Wilson, boy, I was cussing Roth, man. He got me off of Garrett Wilson because of the snow or whatever it was supposed to be.
Yep.
I was like, oh, no, I can't. And I was like, oh, my God, this guy did it to me. He did it to me again. I thought it was over with baseball, but he got me again. But it's all good, Roth. We forgive you, man.
Yeah, we'll give him that one. And he's mostly right. So love it, though. I was debating the same. I kept some Wilson in there. It was nice to see Elijah Moore actually make an appearance as well. He found the end zone. So no new quarterback here for the Jets. Big game for both of these teams. It's not so much of a, you know, win and you got to get in the playoffs. But, you know, the Jets tied for first in that division. Vikings, you know, kind of getting back on track after they got shocked by Dallas. So close spread here, Noto. What do you got, Jets and Vikings?
Yeah, I also got burned. Switched out Wilson for Michael Carter, who then got hurt, and we had to watch his backup, go nuts. But hey, to be fair to Roth, I mean, the forecast was accurate. There's bad weather. It was raining pretty much all game. But yeah, the Jets just decided to air it out. And, yeah. Anyway, this game. Look, we've been talking about the Jets. If they had a competent quarterback, they would be, you know, even better than their 7-4 record. So. I still think Minnesota's a little bit fluky. I'm going to take the Jets on the road. Is it at 3 or 3.5 right now?
It says 3 here. Our official tally, I'd have to go look. So,
all right. So if it's a 3, I'll lean towards the Jets, but not lock it in.
All right. Next game, Denver and Baltimore up next. Big spread here, as we'd expect. Open Baltimore -6.5. That has ballooned to 8.5 total at 38.5. Noto. So, Denver just keeps getting uglier by the week. I'm sure you guys saw by now the controversy in the sideline, the defensive player calling out Russell Wilson, and just an absolute mess here with Denver. Now go on the road, face one of the better teams in the AFC who, you got to be happy. I mean, Baltimore once again finds a way to blow a double-digit lead. Jacksonville scores at the end, then has the cojones to go for 2, which why not? What do you got to lose at that point? Jacksonville pulls the upset, so Ravens bounce back here. Denver, can they score more than, I think it's 17 points? I don't know if they've done that all season long, Noto. So are you taking the points here with Denver, or is Baltimore rolling this one?
Yeah, so I think they've scored over 20 2 times this season, the Broncos, and they lost one of those games. So, yeah, it's been ugly. I mean, losing to 13 to Sam Darnold and the Panthers, not great. I think we all kind of liked Carolina last week, so that was a good call, especially you, Beer. But yeah, I mean, I can't bet on the Broncos right now. I know the Ravens haven't been great. They continue to play these close games against bad opponents, but they're just not scoring touchdowns. I mean, they're moving the ball a ton, and we're just seeing a bunch of field goals from Justin Tucker. So I think the offense is going to eventually score some touchdowns. I'll bet on some positive touchdown regression coming, and I will take the big favorite at home.
I want to lock in Baltimore. I really do. I'm more on the lean here with the Ravens because they get these leads, they blow the lead. So I have a feeling Chop's going to come in strong here. He unmuted the mic right away. He's ready to lock in Baltimore, feels like. But I'm going to lean towards the Ravens here. As bad as Denver's been, Baltimore's just not closing these games out. So, Chop, stronger viewpoint here, Broncos, Ravens. What do you got, buddy?
No, I don't have a strong viewpoint on this because as bad as the Broncos are, I know the Ravens' record looks fine, but they're just not impressive to me. Like, what did they have on offense? They're missing their best running back, Dobbins, who probably won't be healthy this whole year, doesn't look like. So what they don't have – Mark Andrews is their only real pass catcher. You know, they have, like, no receivers. And that's respectfully to Devin Duvernay and DeMarcus Robinson. These guys are, like, 3, 4, 5th options on other teams, and they're trying to carry the load. Lamar Jackson just doesn't have anything around him on offense that he can work with. It's just not impressive to me. So this is too many points for a team that's not very impressive against a team that's not impressive. So I'm abstaining from any kind of lean here. I don't really have a lean. So if anything, I would say the under, because Denver just, I mean, we're 11 games in now. You keep thinking, boy, they're going to turn it, like, now this is the week they open it up a little bit and let Russell cook, and they just never do. So I just keep pounding the unders, I guess.
I think they're trying to let him cook, and, you know, he's the guy that cooks the turkey and dries the shit out. That's been Russell Wilson this year. So
maybe. Well, you know what, though? I'll say this is he's a certain style of quarterback. The best coaches find a way to utilize, you know, like, with the talent you have, you build your system around it, even if it's temporary. You don't try to put the square peg in the round hole. And that's what they're trying to do with Russell. You should have done this thing around Russell from the very beginning. And now you're in no man's land. So.
And you're counting on Latavius Murray. I mean, that's where we're at with the Denver Broncos. I mean, it's a disaster. So, no way I can bet on Denver. Under's probably the play, Chop. I think you're on to something here. So let's move on. Pittsburgh, Atlanta up next. Very close spread in this one. Open Atlanta -1.5. That has swung towards the Pittsburgh side. They now sit at -142 on the total here. I have a best bet coming up. I've been involved in a lot of Falcons games here. But, Chop, I'm going to toss it to you here. Pittsburgh awfully impressive in that victory. In Indianapolis, now on the road again here in Atlanta. What do you got here, Steelers, Falcons?
Now, I've got nothing for you. I don't know how this is going to play because you got a best bet coming up, so you must have a severe lean here, and I don't see it, so I'm curious to see what you say.
I am rolling with the Pittsburgh Steelers in this one, and the reason why, Atlanta's strength is they want to run the ball. We know that. They don't want to throw the ball. Kyle Pitts now out for the year. Well, the strength of this Pittsburgh defense is against the run. So it's strength on strength. This Steelers defense is going to be able to slow them down. And Kenny Pickett starting to get acclimated, starting to look a little bit more comfortable back there, making some of the NFL throws you'd like to make. You still see some of the rookie mistakes. And that one to Pickens in the corner of the end zone overthrows him. But all in all, I like the look of this Pittsburgh team. I know we've kind of bashed them all season long here. And I know Atlanta been a team we've been cashing a lot of tickets on, but No, I'm going the other side here. I think they're going to slow this team down enough, do enough offensively, and under is probably in play here as well. But give me the Steelers in this one. I'm in favor of the line movement here. So Pittsburgh, best bet number one for me.
Yeah, I'm right in line with what you're thinking. They would be a best bet for me if we had 6 picks. They would have been my next favorite. The only thing that kept me away from it is the short week. You know, sometimes that can and back-to-back road games. But I agree with you. I think they're going to be able to stop the run in this one. And, yeah, good luck to Marcus Mariota without Kyle Pitts. I just think it's going to be tough. Minka Fitzpatrick is back for the Steelers. TJ Watt's playing well, so I agree with everything you said.
All right, next game up, Tennessee, Philadelphia. Open Philly -6.5. That's come down to 5.5, total at 44.5 here, Noto. Packers gave it a run there in Philadelphia. What a fun game. At first, I was ready to shut the game off. It's 14-0, 5 minutes in. Like, this is a wrap. Then they come storming back, go back and forth. Exciting game there, but Philadelphia moves on to 10-1. Titans coming up short at home against Cincinnati. And that was that line. It just looked funny, looked weird. Cincinnati road favorites in Tennessee. I think a couple of us were on that one last week. They get the job done. So Can the Titans bounce back here, Noto, or the Eagles keep rolling here at home?
I think this is one of those games where the Eagles win, but the Titans cover the spread. The Eagles, their biggest weakness on defense is their run game. We obviously know now that we're going to be in December, it's Derrick Henry time. So I don't mind taking the points on the road. Tannehill's playing a little bit better. He finally has a wide receiver one in Burks. So I would lean towards the points, but I still yet to lock in my first best bet.
I'm a lean here in the Titans as well. Don't want to lock it in because they always scare me. Let's be honest. The Titans, they're one of those teams you feel great about. But you're right. The matchup, the running game, that's where you beat Philadelphia. I don't think they're getting the big man back. I know they activated Jordan Davis. That 21-day window is open. Not expecting him to be in that lineup as soon as this week, but we'll see. Chop, Derrick Henry versus this Eagles defense. What are you doing here?
Yeah, it all comes down to Jordan Davis if he plays or not. If he plays, he's a certified run stopper, and that's an immediate upgrade for that team. If he doesn't play, you got to deal with that. And then they've also lost their safety this week, at least for this week, probably a few weeks, probably several weeks. He led the NFL in interceptions. I don't necessarily think that's a huge thing right there. That's kind of lucky, but it's still another starter on defense. So, yeah, I'm kind of in a gray area here on this game. I don't know how to play it, so I don't really have any particular opinion on it.
All right, next up, Derek's Jacksonville Jags, fresh off that big win and road favorites here. No. I don't know how often we've been able to say that over the years, but here we are. Detroit opened as 1-point favorites. That swung to Jacksonville, now 1-point favorites. A total of 51.5. Chop will stay with you on this one. Jags, an impressive win. Lions come close against the juggernaut in Buffalo, but come up short once again here. So line movement moving towards Jacksonville, Chop. Do you agree with that, with them being a road favorite here?
I do not. Lock me in Detroit, best bet at home. They're playing really well right now. I was going to say as well as anybody in the NFL. They are pretty – they're close to it, man. They're playing really, really good. So they at home. They got to stay at home through Thanksgiving. Jacksonville coming off of that emotional win last week. I think there's a little bit of a, you know, maybe a downer effect on this game. So lock me in Detroit here.
All right, Derek, let's go to you. I don't have a strong lean here on this one. I lean towards the Lions. The line movement a little confusing as far as I'm concerned. Maybe it makes sense to you, but you backing your boys here, or are you a Chop on the Lions?
I'm locking in the Lions as well for all the reasons Chop mentioned. They've been playing well. They won 3 in a row and nearly took out the Bills, and then they get 10 days rest. So, yeah, I like the Lions in this one, the Jags. I just think, you know, get Trevor Lawrence on the road. He's made a lot of good plays this season, but he continues to make some questionable throws late in games, even though give him all the credit in the world for last week.
Next game, Washington and the Giants NFC East battle. A big game here. Both these teams with 7 wins. Washington open -1. They're now up to 2.5-point favorites in this one. Total at 40.5. I have a best bet coming up in this game as well. But Noda, will toss to you here first. Big matchup here in the NFC East. The Giants started out hot, kind of fizzling out. Washington, on the other hand, started out a little slow. Really starting to play the best football of the season here with Taylor Heinicke at under center now. So big game here, Noda, Washington, the Giants. What do you got?
Yeah, interesting to see if our best bets line up in this one. I like Washington, and I like them quite a bit. New York, their defense has been so bad. They continue to lose weapons in their receiving core. I don't know if they're going to be able to run the ball. Washington been fourth in DVOA against the run this season. They could get Chase Young back. And like you mentioned it, this team just gets up for Heinicke. So, yeah, I love Washington in this spot.
2-for-2 on Washington. I'm with you. I love the Commanders in this spot. The line movement with us as well. It's still under a field goal. So still plenty of value on that, even though we didn't get it at -1. I still like this spot. And a lot of reasons you mentioned, if Chase Young's back, that's only the cherry on top for me. Just to me, the better team playing better right now. Giants, you know, it's easy to figure out what they're doing. They don't have a lot of weapons. Chop talked about Baltimore's receivers. The Giants receivers are probably practice squad guys, so let's be honest. So you slow down Saquon, you keep Daniel Jones in the pocket, you likely win this game pretty easily. So Washington for me as well. Chop, are you joining us here? Are you going on the other side, or is this another abstain game?
No, I was leaning towards Washington anyway, so I'll go ahead and lock them in. Just for all the things you said, the Giants are just starting to get just obliterated with injuries. Washington's playing good. They've been playing good since they made their quarterback switch. It was clear that that was the big deal right there that changed their season around. So, yeah, the Giants were super lucky to be like 7-1 or whatever they were. Give me lock me in Washington.
All right, 3-for-3 on Washington. Always a good thing when the three of us are aligned. So next game, the narrative game of the week, Cleveland and Houston. Deshaun Watson is back, and what a coincidence. Gets to play his old team in Houston in his first game. Let's take a look at the spread. Open up Cleveland -5.5. That has gone to Cleveland -7. Total at 47. So, Chop, a lot of talk about Deshaun Watson this week. What's he going to look like? Is he going to take his frustrations out on this Houston team? Houston been bad. Cleveland big win last week. How do you see this one playing out?
You know, there seems to be a lot of people expecting a lot from a guy who hasn't played football in nearly 2 years now. Deshaun Watson hasn't, missed all of last season so far, all of this. There's a lot to process there. And he's got a new team, new weapons, new everything. That's a lot, man. But with that being said, you got to lock me in Cleveland because Houston's in the toilet bowl right now. They're starting Kyle Allen. They're bad. What this is going to do, and quick season-long shout out here, I've got Nick Chubb. Man, I feel great right now about the Nick Chubb shares because Deshaun's going to open this thing up for the running game. I think Chubb eats this week and Kareem Hunt. I think moving forward, this offense is going to be really good. So I can really legit see Cleveland maybe losing like maybe one game the rest of the year. Maybe that's just me. But if Deshaun's anywhere near what he used to be, I really like – so lock me in Cleveland this week. I'll get the ball rolling on them.
Best bet?
Best bet.
All right, Cleveland. Third best bet for Chop. I lean Cleveland. I don't feel as strongly about it here. I have the same questions of what's he going to look like. But I don't know if the game plan changes that much. Like you said, Houston's the worst run D in football. Cleveland, that's what they want to do, run the ball. So big Nick Chubb week coming for sure. Kareem Hunt, not as involved as we've seen in the past, but still a guy you could probably take a flyer on here. So I lean Cleveland here as well. Noto, I'm not going best bet on it. What are you doing here, Browns, Texans, Deshaun Watson Bowl?
I'm actually on the other side. So, look, it's a revenge game for Deshaun, but it's also a revenge game for the Texans. I mean, Deshaun is the reason why they're such a bad football team. They had to trade him. They were a pretty good team before, all that stuff that he got into. So, they can afford to win this game. They'll still have the worst record in the NFL. So, if you're worried about them tanking, they can still afford to win a game. So I think they're going to show up. I think this is going to be their Super Bowl game. And, yeah, not locking it in, but I don't mind the Texans.
Gonna say a best bet on the Texans right now is those are some cojones there. So all right, split game on that one. Let's go to the next one. Green Bay and Chicago. Opened up Green Bay -2.5. That has gone to Green Bay -4.5. Total at 43.5. I have a best bet here. I'm gonna lead off, so there's no I want you to hear what I'm gonna say here, and you guys can decide. But I'm rolling with Green Bay in this one. And the reason why, their backs are against the corner. And Aaron Rodgers, for whatever we want to say about him, the injuries, this guy is feeling that pressure. He's come out and said, until we're mathematically eliminated, there's not going to be any Jordan Love. I'm still the quarterback of this team. Chicago, yes, they played a lot better than I think any of us realized here. But, Justin Fields, is he going to play or not? We don't know that yet. But I just think, guys, Green Bay goes in there and gets this done. And no, they're not the team they were in the past, but I've been on both sides of this. So this is not fanboy. This is not me always backing Green Bay. I've taken both sides of this team. I think you see the best of this team this week. I think they win by a touchdown or more. I'm locking in the Packers here as my third best bet. Noto, I'll toss it to you. Agree, disagree. How do you see this one playing out, Green Bay, Chicago?
Yeah, you've bet against the Packers more often than not. You've bet for them a couple times, and you've been right pretty much every single time. So our resident Packers expert, I have to agree with you. Look, if the Bears think Justin Fields is going to be their long-term solution, I don't think you can play him right now. You don't want to risk further injury. You're already done for. when it comes to the season, the line movement kind of suggests that Rodgers is going to play and the Fields is not going to play. So I'll lean with you, but not locking it.
All right, Chop, let's toss it to you. Agree with me, disagree, want to be on the Chicago side, something in the total. What are you doing in this one, Green Bay, Chicago?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't really have a lean on it because I don't know what Fields, if he's going to play, and I don't know if he's going to run if he does play. He's kind of useless to me if he doesn't run and doesn't have 100% ability to take off on the ground. So because I have no idea how that's all going to play out, I don't really have an opinion on this game, but I trust you, though.
All right, let's move to the afternoon window. Looks like a four-game slate for the 4:30 Eastern start. We'll start with Seattle and the Rams up first. A lot of line movement here. Seattle opened up -3. That has ballooned to Seattle -7.5, as high as 8 in some spots, mainly to do the news right before we record. Aaron Donald not expected to play. Actually, he's been ruled out. So no Aaron Donald for the Rams. Just continues to get worse here, Chop. Pretty much missing everybody in this one, total way down there at 41. So seems like an easy win for Seattle. The question is, are they going to cover these 7.5, 8 points here?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Yeah, like I can't lay 7.5 on the road for Seattle. Like they're one of the biggest advantages they have is when they're at home, not so much on the road. They've been good this year. They've been fine, 6-5. I didn't even expect that, but as bad as the Rams are, I don't want to give 7.5 for a 6-5 team. So I don't really have a lean here. Like if you had to twist my arm, this is one of those games I'd be taking the under just because I don't, you know, slow pace, and the Rams certainly are going to have trouble scoring on anybody right now. So I lean towards the under, but as far as laying 7.5 on the road, no thanks, man.
Yeah, same for me. No way. I mean, like I said, Seattle likely wins this game, but laying at 7.5, 8 points, it just doesn't feel good. I would also be on an under here. Just probably an ugly game. Maybe Seattle does roll. You know, maybe the Rams only put 3 points on the board. You only need 17-20 to cover that thing. So I'm staying away from it. Chop's staying away from it. No. Any stronger feelings here either way on the spread? Anything on the total? What do you got here, Seattle and the Rams?
Complete abstain for me. I cannot believe the Seahawks lost that game last week against the Raiders. Those are two teams that I've gotten wrong more often than any, so I can't do it. The Rams, I don't think, you know, Bryce Perkins offers much, but I guess he looked okay in Kansas City last week. But, yeah, 7.5 is too much.
All right, let's get to the actual game of the week. Miami and San Francisco here. The Mike McDaniel Bowl going back to San Francisco. Niners opened up 4.5-point favorites. They are down to 4 here total, sitting at 46.5. So, no, this one should be fun. It's kind of strength on strength. We talked about it with Pittsburgh, Atlanta, but this is that high-flying Miami offense against a San Francisco defense. It's really starting to round into form, coming off a shutout of the New Orleans Saints here. So I know they're dealing with some injuries, especially to their running back room here. But what gives here? Is the offense going to go in and score points here? Is this defense going to slow Miami down? What are you doing, Dolphins, Niners?
I know it was Andy Dalton last week, but you do not see shutouts very often in the NFL. I mean, this defense for the Niners is so good, and their offense just continues to get better. For me, it's two strengths for the Niners. I think their offense is good. I think their defense is great. And then I think Miami's offense is good, but I don't think their defense is very good. So I'm going to take the home team. I know you're not supposed to buy the hook, but I might just get it at 2.5 instead with my actual dollars, but I'll take the 3.5 here.
All right, Chop, same question to you. What wins out, offense in the Dolphins, this defense of the San Francisco 49ers?
Great question. I don't know. Because the Niners are still dealing with injuries. Like, they're not even remotely healthy on defense just yet. They're going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl if they can get healthy or stay healthy. Get healthy and stay healthy. I don't have any doubt about that. They're that good. So I'm a little worried about the secondary this week because Miami has shown this coaching staff, man, they draw up really good plays to get their guys open. So that worries me, but I'm going to go ahead and lock in San Francisco here because they're just that good. And I think offensively, as long as McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, Ayuk, and all those guys are healthy, they're just going to steamroll people. So I'll lock in San Francisco, but they're just on a different level, man, to me than anybody else in the NFC right now.
I agree with you 100%. I think they're the best team. I think it's going to come down to them in Philadelphia. If it didn't, it would be shocking. They are that good. And like I said, they're not even 100% yet here. So to me, I'm leaning San Francisco. I'm strongly considering them as the best bet. I'm not going to do it. I may circle back, but I think they have enough offense to compete if this does go to a shootout. You know, if Miami's putting up points, San Francisco can match. Where can Miami get that stop when they need to, where we know San Francisco can? So when you compare all of the different units in this game, San Francisco, just the stronger team on both sides of the ball as far as being even keeled. So I'm strong on the Niners here as well, Chop. Looks like the public is all over Miami. Just another kind of card in our favor here is fading the public in this one. But Niners, Miami should be a fun game. Let's move to the next one. Chargers and Raiders opened up. Chargers -3. That has dropped to 1.5 total, 50.5. So this is one a lot of people are going to be looking to in DFS, especially Josh Jacobs coming off that runoff, whatever you want to call that, runoff in OT. Good matchup here with the Chargers team that simply can't stop the run here. So line ticking towards the Raiders. I have a best bet coming up in this one. Chop, what do you got? Chargers, Raiders.
Well, I don't know who your best bet is, so I guess I won't put in a best bet on this one because I don't want to conflict.
I'll
with
go
you.
First. Then I'm going with the Raiders. I'm going to Raiders.
You
in
like
this
the
one.
Raiders? Okay.
I do. I think the public's going to be all over the Chargers in this one. Yeah. Everyone's, how can the Chargers possibly lose to the Raiders? I think the Raiders built a little confidence last week, going on the road, getting that done. It started off bad, but they bounced back. They stuck with it. They win in overtime. I think Jacobs is going to be a monster in this spot here. So the Chargers, yeah, they've had some nice wins on the road. I think they get tripped up in this one. So I'm going to Raiders here. So, Chop, you with me or you on the Chargers side? We can butt heads once in a while.
I'm going to abstain then. I think that's fine. I was going to say Chargers, but I'm not going to lock them in now. I'll just say I lean Chargers. I'll say this much about DFS. It's so funny sometimes that last week you're sitting there in that late window. What I needed was for somebody in the Raiders Seahawks game to go for two and end that thing in regulation. And I needed the Chargers Arizona to get to overtime. Instead, The one game ends, and then Josh Jacobs goes for an extra like 20 points on one run.
Yeah, that one stung.
And for sure. You know, so you're completely buried. You go from like, oh man, if this plays out, these two games play out like that, I'm going to win some money, to being just like buried under an avalanche, man. So, like, it's funny like that. But I'm going to lean Chargers in this game. But yeah, it's fine. These are two bad teams. I don't know. I can't pick them right now.
Exactly. Two bad teams. This one's more of a gut feeling than anything with the Raiders, but we're riding with it. We're locking them in. Noto, thoughts here on this one? Chargers, small favorites here in Vegas.
Yeah, back to DFS for a minute. Got a message from one of our subscribers. Lost 30K on that last run from Josh Jacobs. So, I think a lot of us felt that. I kind of needed overtime from the Chargers game, too. But, I was going to lock in the Chargers, but I don't want to go against you, Beer. We need to improve our record, not go backwards. So I'm going to lock in the Ravens instead if you want to circle back to that one. It does look like Ronnie Stanley's going to play their left tackle. They've been much better when he's been active, and he did practice on Wednesday. So I like that. But, the Chargers should win this game, but you know the Chargers, just to your point, Beer. They're going to do Chargers things, and they're probably going to lose.
That's another thing you can always count on when you're going against the Chargers, is they just find a way sometimes. So, a hell of a win in Arizona. We'll see if they can continue that in Vegas. I'm locking in the Raiders. All right, Chiefs and Bengals up next, probably the other game of the week here. Opened up Kansas City -3. That's come down to 2.5. Total of 52.5. So, these games have been fun over the years, Noto. So, we get another matchup here, Mahomes and Joe Burrow. Jamar Chase expected back, Joe Mixon expected back. So both teams should be at full strength as far as the stars go. Chiefs, small road favorites here. Do you agree with that? Something on the total with you in here, Kansas City, Cincinnati.
Yeah, so after a slow start, the Bengals, they've just been awesome. I think they've covered the spread in 6 of their last 8 or 7 of their last 9. And, the offense looks good. Jamar Chase should be back. Their defense has actually been much better than you might expect. I think they're top 15 against the run and the pass. So I would lean towards the home team. I know, the Chiefs probably have some revenge on their mind. Didn't they lose to the Bengals in the playoffs?
Yeah, it was the AFC Championship,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, so they probably got some revenge on their minds. But, I don't know. This Bengals team just sits rolling right now.
I'm locking Cincy in, best bet here in this spot. I agree with you. As good as Kansas City's been, Cincy is playing with confidence, going on the road, beating a good Tennessee team, now coming home. They know this team well. They've played well against this team over the past couple seasons. So for them to be underdog, I don't even hate the money line here if you get a nice number on it. So I'm going to lock my best bet number 5 in here with Cincinnati. Chop, Cincinnati pull the upset here or Kansas City get the W?
Yeah, I'm not going to go against you guys on the best bet. So I'm just going to lean KC. My thought process is that they really do need to kind of like win out to secure that home field, to secure not only home field against Buffalo at some point, but, you know, there's such a big advantage to just being the number one seed, not even the number one and number two anymore, just the number one seed. So they lay all their cards on the table just about every week to win. Plus the revenge thing from last year. Plus, I just think they're a better team than Cincinnati in general. And so I'm not going to lock it in though. And also, I forgot to mention it. Philly, Tennessee, DFS. You lock in AJ Brown because there's some serious revenge going on there.
Yeah.
But I forgot to mention that. But just a lean on this game. Nothing big.
That's, you know, some of those narratives, you know, we throw them around and mostly it's for fun, but that's a guy that was not happy with the Tennessee Titans. So some of those carry a little bit more weight. Some of those guys that walk around with a chip on their shoulder. So good call on that. And we don't talk a ton of DFS here on this show. I want to focus on the sports betting aspect, but a good call there. So some quick numbers here. Cincy has won and covered 6 of the last 7 against the Chiefs. So they have dominated this series, so we'll see if Chiefs get back on track here or if Cincy keeps rolling. All right, Sunday night football looking like the Colts and the Cowboys. Big number here in favor of Dallas, up to 11 from an 8.5 open. Total is sitting at 43.5. So, Chop, we'll go to you here on this one. Cowboys, a little bit of a scare there on Thanksgiving. They end up getting a W against the Giants. Colts look pretty bad To be honest, some bad. We saw the Jeff Saturday, inexperience start to show its head here. Loss at home against the Steelers. Now got to go on the road and face one of the best, if not the best, defense in the league here. So Cowboys, big number here. Chop, you are a Dallas expert. Did they cover this? Indy stay within that 10, 11 points, or are you going somewhere in the total?
Yeah, there's no chance if I'm betting on this game that I'm going to lay 10.5, to the Colts, who not a good record, but they have, like, the formula that can beat the Cowboys, which is if they were to try to run the ball and they would commit to it, then they could definitely slow the game down, keep it low scoring, and score some points at the same time, which is a terrible if you're laying 10.5. You don't want that. So I'm not going to – I don't have it. If I was going to lean, I would lean towards the Colts, but that's just very minor. There's no way I'm laying 10.5 if I'm betting on this game.
Yeah, I would probably lean the other way, but I don't have any strong takes. No best bets left. No bullets left in the chamber for me anyway, but this is a game I would likely stay away from. Maybe a play on the over, but even that, if the Colts get it going, they run the ball, that's chopping up the clock. So I'm just going to stay away from this one. It's a big number. No, any stronger feelings here. Sunday Night Football, Indy, Dallas.
Oh, yeah, lock me into the Cowboys. Come on, Matt Ryan. Ooh. Matt Ryan against his pass rush. Yeah, he's going to commit 4 or 5 turnovers. This thing's going to be over by halftime. I don't know if you guys saw the end of the Colts game. They had 3 timeouts, less than 30 seconds, and they decided to just hurry and rush the plays instead of using their timeouts.
It was so bad.
I don't know if it's inexperience. I don't know if they're just, like, tanking but kind of trying to stay competitive. I don't know what it is, but I don't trust this team. And I just think the pass rush is just going to tee off on Ryan.
Noto drops the Dallas hammer. So, yep. Cowboys, that's your 4th best bet by my count. So, either you got one coming up or we'll have to circle back. Chop, I have you for 4 here as well. Monday Night Football up next. Our last game here in Week 13, New Orleans traveling to Tampa Bay. Bucs open 6.5-point favorites. That's come all the way down to 3.5. Total at 40.5. Noto, we'll stay with you here. Saints have owned Tom Brady and Tampa Bay here. So, but this is not the same New Orleans Saints team that we've seen over the past couple of years. We saw them get shut out in San Francisco. It's still an Andy Dalton-led offense. Tampa comes up short once again, overtime loss in Cleveland. So, two teams licking their wounds, two teams very much still alive for this division championship. What are you doing here Monday Night Football, New Orleans, Tampa Bay?
Yeah, all 4 teams in the division with the losing record. Crazy. Pretty bad. The winner of this is probably going to be in good shape unless the Falcons win this week. So, look, I lean towards Tampa. They're playing at home, but I can't put a best bet on it. So circle me back for the Niners for my last best bet. But, yeah, you mentioned it. The Saints defense has played well against Brady, and 3.5 seems like a lot for Tampa right now.
Yeah, that's where I'd lean, the New Orleans side. It's just Tampa's not scoring points. So if New Orleans can put anything up on the board, they only got shut out last week. That's against a much better defense in San Francisco, at least the way they're playing. Tampa on paper supposed to be a good defense, but a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball. Now Tristan Wirfs looks like he's going to miss some time. So I think New Orleans going to be able to generate enough pressure, either win an ugly game or keep it very, very close. I would go with the Saints and the points in this one. Chop, finish this up here. Week 13, Monday Night Football, New Orleans, Tampa Bay.
I am locking in New Orleans on this one. I'm going to take that little hook and I'm going to run with it. The Saints have been a disappointment. They've been bad this year, but they've been, like, affected by injuries as much as anybody in the NFL. Tampa Bay's been bad, and they don't have as much of an excuse on that front. They've just been bad. Tom Brady's just not been good. It's all come kind of crashing down on him. And I don't see how that changes too much anytime soon. Whereas the Saints, maybe you get lucky. Maybe some of those offensive line guys end up getting healthier, or the secondary guy. Maybe Lattimore comes back and, gets healthier as we go on here. So at least they've got some hope. I don't think Tampa has much hope here. So I'm going to lock in the Saints here. And also the Saints, man. They better kick it in gear, because Philadelphia owns that pick. And
I'm going to ask, did they go back to Jameis Winston this week? And it's not the narrative of you're going back to Tampa Bay, but have we seen enough of Andy Dalton? I mean, good Lord, you got to do something. Your season is – you still have a chance. make the playoffs. Why do they continue to roll this guy out?
Something
just changed it up. But regardless, there's no reason for them to think about tanking because Philly owns that pick. So you might as well win as many as you can. You're not like the Colts over there or any of these other teams trying to sneaky. What is it? Quiet quitting, quiet tanking. Timid, we'll call it timid tanking, like when you're like that. But I just, yeah, Tampa, man, for as much as we are coming out of a bye week, oh, now, okay, they're going to get right now. Nope. They, you know, the same old for Tampa all year long. So I'll take that hook and field goal and go with the Saints here.
It's got to be it for Tom Brady, don't you think? Now, that's one side of the argument. The other side is watch this guy. They sneak into playoffs, and he goes on some crazy run and ends up back in the Super Bowl somehow. So,
you know what's crazy? He's fourth in passing yards this year.
Wow. I would not have guessed. If you had to guess, I wouldn't have put him in the top 10.
I know. But he's only got 14 touchdowns. Everyone else around him is like in the mid-20s.
Crazy, crazy season, no doubt. All right, let's recap the best bets. Noto went with Detroit, Washington, Baltimore, Dallas, and San Francisco. Chops got Detroit, Washington, Cleveland, San Francisco, and New Orleans. And I am locking in Pittsburgh, Washington, Green Bay, Las Vegas, and Cincinnati. So hopefully we can replicate last week, 14 out of 15 on the best bets. But let's get our final thoughts here, week 13. Noto, what do you got?
Oh, I got nothing. A little tired after Thanksgiving. 13 NBA games on Wednesday. Yeah, I'm ready for
it. Got your work cut off for you. I can see why you're tired. NBA is, we know, injuries galore, ton of games. So Noto going to be busy here for the last couple hours. So make sure you're checking out all the great content, not only NFL, but NBA. Over at RotoGrinders and at scoresandodds.com. As we look right now, there's over 20, 25 bets up on the site for NBA just for a Wednesday night. So that's kind of content you can expect over there. If you haven't checked it out yet, go and do that at Scores and Odds. Chop, final thoughts, week 13, buddy. What do we got?
By the time everybody listens to this, it'll be December. So it means we're kind of winding. We're winding down so much that we got 2 weeks left before the fantasy playoffs, and I don't want to toot my own horn here, but I just took over.
Toot away.
I just took over first place in the standings. I'm ready, man. My team's looking stacked.
When do the playoffs start in said league?
15, 16.
Okay. All right. Couple weeks left to lock in that number one seed. So,
I need it. A little extra cheddar there, man. If you lock in that number one seed, I need it.
There you go. Love it, love it, love it. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, as always, for listening here. Appreciate all your support. If you're on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Make sure you subscribe. You don't miss any of the great content here. Check out Scores and Odds. Roto Grinders, ton of great DFS information if you're looking for that over there. Ton of podcasts. Just great stuff going on in all of the major sports each and every day. For Notorious, for Head Chopper, I am Beer. We are the DFS OGs. Thank you so much for listening. Best of luck with your bets in week 13. We'll catch you next week. Kick off the new pro football season with the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up at BetMGM using bonus code GRINDERS, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., West Virginia, Wyoming, or Ontario only. Must be 21 years or older to wager. 19 or older in Ontario. New customer offer only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, D.C., Kansas, Louisiana, Nevada, Wyoming, or Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana, Maryland, New Jersey, or West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789 in Tennessee, or call 1-888-777-9696 in Mississippi and Ontario. If you have any questions or concerns about your gambling or someone close to you, please contact Connects Ontario at 1-866-531-2600 to speak to an advisor free of charge. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Promotional offers not available in Nevada and New York.